the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I'm missing something. What is it?
I don't know.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever. Mistakes constantly happening every single minute of the show's existence. So we make you feel better because you're probably much more well put together in your life and in your career and everything than the collective of us is. So congratulations. We're here to make you feel better about yourself. Maybe that's our goal. I don't know. But yeah, we're a podcast. We're four people, although you'd never know it. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey.
Kara sucks.
I thought it was going to come in a little quicker than that.
I thought we were going to lead up to it.
Yeah,
so.
Kara's not here again. Yeah, remember, you guys remember there was like a New Year's resolution once upon a time about somebody would be here, you know, more consistently.
But it was a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, but still, it's like...
Whoever keeps their New Year's resolutions.
No. Most people, I mean, you know, it lasted like a couple months.
It did.
And then
just like a gym membership.
But it pitter-pattered away. It just descended away from us. And now I guarantee somebody do this. Go back and look at every episode we've done so far this year. So it's probably like 20 some episodes.
26.
Right? Because we're halfway through the year, roughly. Okay. So go back and look. Tell me how many episodes were all four of us here.
Ooh.
I guarantee that there are fewer than half where all four of us are actually here. Because that's what it feels like anymore. But
yeah, we'll find out.
These are the days of our lives. Somebody run those numbers. Run those numbers. Let us be more upset and depressed. But our website is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And if you want to send the show an email about anything, it's freaks@afreakaccident.com, because we would love to hear from you. Kara is, though, panicking. Is that what's going on?
Nah, I think it's this.
I just thought I pooped my pants.
I don't know. She has, like, she gets panic attacks sometimes.
Yes.
You know, the idea of having to come here, I guess, was probably the precursor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Tends to have that effect sometimes. I thought for sure. I mean, I'm a bad friend because I had forgot that she gets these and I had asked you when you came. I just thought it was a new stunt because, you know, and I'm thinking to myself on the drive home when she's sending the text saying that she can't be here. And I'm like, you know, what's interesting when she never gets a panic attack is when there's a party on a Wednesday.
Ooh.
Then she's hi-ho, you know, always there, up and at him, and, you know, no problem.
She may miss those, too. We just don't know about it.
I have no idea.
No comments?
No comments.
Yeah, yeah. But it is, when we're recording this, it is the day after the 4th of July. I notice all of us have all digits and limbs seemingly intact, which is always good
all
news.
Nine.
Yeah. Nine! But, Lazy E, you said you have an event that you and your pals...
Yeah, it's called Booze and Booms. For me now, it's Sparklers and Soda.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. I mean, we've been doing it for 16 years.
So what exactly happens?
We just sit there, we hang out, we play some games in the yard. Blow stuff up. And then watch the fireworks. The professional people do it that do it up in where I live.
Oh, okay. You've got a professional display up there?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know they did that up there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was like... Because how many professional displays are there around here now?
Quite a few.
Does the casino still do one?
No.
Because that used to be like the really, really good one.
Yeah.
It was like a top tier company that they brought in to do that all the time. Because like the people... There's like a local park. You know, it's like a... What would you even call it? like a recreational park, yeah, kind of Kirby Park. It's like, yeah, a recreational area or whatever. There's like a big event there every 4th. They bring, like, you know, carnival people in, and they bring the carnies in, and they, you know, have funnel cakes and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm, then they shoot off fireworks. But that, like, it's always felt like it's just some guy who, like, shows up in a pickup truck with a bunch of, like, illicit cardboard boxes that he says, oh, no, this is the good stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, mm-hmm, they just get set him up and let him shoot them off, because it's always, like, it's never much better than the kind of stuff that you can just buy in a store.
Yeah.
Or, like, especially, I don't know, because, like, I honest to God have completely lost track of what is legal in Pennsylvania now in terms of
fireworks.
It's
so weird. They're all over the
place. I think bottle rockets are the only thing that isn't legal.
Bottle rockets.
And M80s.
All right. Yeah, because I remember, like, for years and years and years, like, it seemed like people were kept saying, like, oh, no, like, the cherry bombs and, like, the tube things that you can launch, I mean, like, they're finally legal. Not that it mattered, because, right, everybody bought them anyway from, mm-hmm, out of state and just brought them in. But that's the thing. Like, you go across the border of PA into Ohio, there's, like, a fireworks stand right off the highway.
Of course there is.
And they have a ton of really, really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Like, you could buy that consumer grade stuff and put on just as good of a show as they do at Kirby Park, but yet that's like the big event around here. You think
something to do?
People don't want to buy them.
You would think the city of Wilkes-Barre would want to invest in a real production.
No,
apparently not.
No. Well, the city of Scranton, silly, banned fireworks pretty much
altogether. Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It was very quiet this year. Usually, like, the fireworks are going off in our neighborhood from, like, the beginning of June.
Oh, God.
Till now. It was so quiet.
Well, that was, like, a weird thing with COVID. Like, during the COVID year,
awful,
like, when everybody was, I remember, like, it was, like, what, March, April, whatever. And I'm hearing fireworks going off.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is wrong with you people? But, like, a lot of people were getting those freaking checks.
Sure.
And they were blowing it on stupid crap like that. And then, like, July 4th that year was unbelievable. Like, yeah, everybody and their sister had freaking, like, you know, a nuclear payload's worth, yeah, of fireworks that they were setting off all over the place. So, yeah, this year did seem a little bit more tame, but it was also in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
There was a work day before
and
a work day after. Yeah, it wasn't like the last couple of years. It was like either butted right up against the weekend or on the weekend. So, you know, people were much more reckless in that situation.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, yeah, over the weekend there was a lot. There was a lot, at least around here.
Yeah, same by me.
Not really.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday especially. Sunday night was big. And then last night, there were some, but yeah, not nearly as many as you would think, you know, that we've had in years past.
Mm-hmm.
But you forget, like, beyond, like, the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, sure.
Well, we go from blowing up the sky to blowing up Mickey's bowels. I wasn't here for this, but I heard about it.
I love that he's the one texting me. Like, he heard it, and he was so delighted by it that he wasn't going to let us forget. So what is this from, even? I remember
when you had a weird restaurant request last week on the podcast.
Somebody mixed Pepsi and soy sauce.
Yep.
So we have Pepsi and soy sauce.
I know how this is going to taste, because me and my friends used to prank each other at the buffets. When someone would go up, we would take the Pepsi and then quickly put in some soy sauce. Tastes disgusting.
Oh, okay. So, well,
yeah. I went with it probably tastes sweet and salty, because I was, like, trying to remember what the discussion was.
Granted,
Mickey's thinking umami.
No, I don't have my mom here. But we used to pound it with it. So maybe if you do the right mixture, it doesn't taste bad. Is there
I think there's a seal on the...
Oh, is there?
Hold on.
Soy is sealed.
Yep, no. There is. How do I make this? Oh, boy.
Just take it off.
I'm trying! Oh, God. Okay. Liquid.
Wow, that was
liquid
surprisingly
beer.
Extremely easy, despite the fact that she was screaming.
Soundboard equipment. I've got liquid near it. No.
I already spilt something up here, too. It was just water, but... What did you just
put in it?
No. More than that.
I literally have, like, 3 ounces of soda in here.
That
I'm
was
not
like
putting
a,
in.
No,
that was a tablespoon.
There, that's good.
Oh, good Lord.
Now
that's
we're
just
talking.
Yeah,
put in
sauce.
A little bit more soda in there.
All right, fine. You balance it out with a little more Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's Pepsi now.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it at the Chinese buffet, Pepsi. And Mount Can Do. Now you're diluting it.
Because it wasn't about doing a prank. It was about somebody actually drinking this for the taste.
Yeah, but I want you to suffer.
Together, mix it.
I want you to have pain. She's drinking it.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a normal amount of soy sauce in there, it wouldn't be terrible. But you dumped, you know, 3 ounces in there.
Okay, so it stinks.
It's not terrible. Like, if it was a normal amount of soy sauce, it would be fine.
A normal amount. What's a normal amount? I like how she
says ratio. Ratio.
Yeah, yeah, right, like
let
there's.
Me try this.
Like,
see. Yeah, it doesn't taste too bad.
Spit in it and then give it to me. So we're all doing
this. I mean,
now.
It tastes exactly what you would expect. Sweet soy sauce.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
It actually isn't terrible.
Yeah.
That maniac on the internet was onto something.
Yeah, if you put less soy sauce in there, that might have been the right.
Mm-mm. I actually like this balance. It's
so you
weird.
Like super salty.
I don't even know if it's that salty.
It's not like terribly salty.
Well, that's because the Pepsi sweetens it out.
Yeah, I really like Pepsi though. So, you know.
Oh, well.
That is shocking that that is that good. I would never have thought of mixing those two things.
Well, there's your drink for tonight.
But Mickey is talking about umami, and that's like the thing where...
It has, I forget, I looked it up the one time because I always heard it on the Food Network.
Right.
Let me look it up. Now
yeah, it's like, it's, what did you do?
I'm just trying not to make a mess.
It's like sweet, salty, savory...
Yeah.
Something else.
He's got it.
Is one of the five basic tastes umami or savoriness.
Ooh, umami. Because so that's what you say when it hits all five.
It's described as savory and is characteristics of broth and cooked meats.
Well, that's savory.
Well, that's what umami is.
I thought umami was like a balance of everything.
It's the one of the core fifth tastes.
Sure.
There you go. Meaty, savory, delicious that deepens flavor.
Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, savory. Those are the five tastes.
And umami is the fifth.
Well, umami.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought it was a balance of all five. Like, if you're going for the umami, you're trying to get all five.
Well, that kind of made
sensations.
That made the Pepsi savory, so there you go.
Well, yeah, it did. But and salty, maybe.
So we got a little umami.
I don't know what savory is, though. Mickey, what is savory? You do cooking things. What does savory mean?
It's hard to describe what savory means.
I mean, savory. I feel
meaty.
Like savory is the balance of it tastes good, and you want to hold on to that flavor.
You want to savor it,
right?
Ah.
Meaty, complex, or even just deliciousness.
Deliciousness. It's a great word.
Yeah, I like it.
Ooh, mommy.
Ooh, mommy.
Okay, Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, Mickey, did you do anything on the 4th? Did you explode anything?
No.
Oh, well, you're boring.
I am. No, I melted in a chair for 2 hours. I really thought I was going to die because it was so hot out.
It was hot. It was hot.
Yeah. Miserable.
It was hotter today, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they said yesterday it was the hottest day ever. Like, ever recorded on planet Earth hot.
But when did we start recording? Like, 100 years ago?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like the 1970s,
I
think. I
guarantee you when that asteroid hit, it was a lot hotter.
Yeah, it probably was, yeah. Yeah, like 5 billion degrees or whatever. Yeah, that, it was hot. It was hot today. It'll probably be hot tomorrow.
It's supposed to cool down next week, though.
I was talking to a guy at the gym, and he's like, oh, they're saying it's gonna be the hottest summer. I'm like, bro, summer is already, like, half over.
Right.
And we haven't had jack here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so a couple weeks is fine.
Yeah,
we'll survive.
We've been, like, lingering in the 70s all throughout June.
Yeah.
Like, even 80s or whatever, like, this is the first couple days where it's been, like, in the 90s.
Although, I gotta say, my plants have not been happy about it.
No!
Between not getting rain,
yeah.
And it being hot and muggy, yeah, no, they're
not happy.
Yeah,
and we
happy.
Can't even mow the grass because I'm afraid to burn, it'll
yeah.
burn.
Yeah. Yeah, I mine is growing too high, I gotta cut it, but I'm probably only gonna cut it once and then let it go. Yeah, because it hasn't rained that much.
Right.
at least around here. I mean, for it has recently. We've had like a decent amount of consistent rain, but like for a couple months there, like it didn't rain at all.
Yeah, we got a notice from the water company to please restrict water use.
Ugh, yeah,
I was like, oh, I'm like, we're getting to that point now.
And that was back in like June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. World's messed up. Everything is broken. It's terrible. But we're here to make you feel good.
No, you're talking about it's terrible. There was cocaine at the White House.
That's true. Yeah. I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
Now, what were the circumstances surrounding
Apparently, it's where you drop off your keys and everything before you go in. Someone dropped off cocaine. Well, take out my keys, my coke.
I think the conspiracy was that Hunter Biden was in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that dude's on crack. He posts pictures of himself smoking it.
Oh, interesting. I do not pay attention.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, no, he posts pictures of himself smoking crack.
Then he doesn't do coke. Because crack is, like, low level.
Well,
coke is, like, that's, like, you made some money.
Oh, so that's rich person drugs.
Yeah.
It's cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was for a special occasion, like going to the White House, that he picks him up.
Okay.
He doesn't need a special occasion. He just does it all the time. There's a picture of him, like I guess, like smoking crack, driving like 170 miles an hour. It was like a selfie or something that he posted. Like, I don't know.
That's awesome. What a life.
On the show today, we've got controversial things people pretend to hate. Maybe one of them is this show, Mickey.
I don't pretend to hate it.
Yeah,
she hates it.
She's a contrarian. She's a contrarian. She doesn't actually hate it. She just has to say that because she wants to be the person saying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
I like how it changed midway through.
Yeah.
It didn't change midway through. It's exactly what I said at the beginning. You're a contrarian.
Mm-hmm.
She is not a bird.
She looks like what? No, look at her. Like an omen of death. Like a crow.
Ah!
Would you rather be the funny one or be with someone who's funny? Thankfully, in Lazy E in my case, we're both.
We don't have to choose.
Yeah. Both of us are both of those things. But for the rest of you, we will get your feedback on that. We've got a 102-year-old giving us advice for every decade of our lives.
Fun.
Oh, we've missed some, though, so...
No, we've only missed a couple, though.
I know.
I mean, you're approaching having missed three, but...
But that means I have a couple more weeks to nail in those 30 ones.
You've got time. You've got time.
All right.
And the 10 most annoying things we always forget.
Like coming to the show.
I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
she beat me to it. So all that is on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverage feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And you do not need to just get Parlor for special occasions. Right now is a perfect time to grab a Parlor root beer because it is a bazillion degrees out and it will help cool you down.
Yes, it will.
So stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, lucky for you, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
You almost forgot.
Yep.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on connect.
The 7 things I hate about you.
So this is, this was gathered from a Reddit thread.
Okay.
This is controversial things that people only pretend to hate.
Oh, boy.
They kind of do tribalism on this.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of one of those things, like, you pretend to hate them because you like the attention that hating said thing brings you.
Or so, rage farming.
In some cases, everybody hates them, so then you just kind of go along with the pack.
Sure, maybe. I could see that, too, in some of these instances. Rage farming.
Yeah, when everybody gets on board with an idea to make everybody more angry about a situation without looking at it from all aspects.
Isn't that trolling? I would have said that that's basically what trolling is, right? It's like it's purposefully trying to antagonize people to get them
mad.
That's
like the start of it, but the rage farming is like getting everybody on board and like enforcing it.
I like rage tomatoes.
Oh, excuse me. That was a Pepsi soy sauce burp. Anyway. So people on social media are talking about these controversial things people only pretend to hate. The likelihood, again, is it's a bandwagon thing, or it's just, you know, you're just doing it because it's somebody told you to. Wow, yeah, because like everybody's over the moon about said thing, and you not liking it gets you a whole bunch of attention.
Joy.
Which is like we've known people who've done things like
yes.
that. But number 10 is the drama.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah,
no.
People who always say, I hate drama, are always...
the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either the cause of it, or they're neck deep in it all the time, mm-hmm. whatever, no matter what's going on.
Yeah, anybody who says that is the drama.
Usually. Yeah, that's like a running thing. Number 9, air fryers.
Why would you hate an air fryer? It's great.
That's exactly why. Somebody just wants to look for a reason to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Air fryers literally changed my life.
How so? How did they do that?
Listen, I can tell you a perfect example. Just a couple weeks ago, we air fried tater tots that we got in the freezer section.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Got them from a restaurant. Air fryers are golden.
We did, admittedly, like the other night, we were like, we don't have any fries to go with whatever meal it was we were eating. So we just sliced up a potato, threw it in the air fryer, boom, fries in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
I'm just not spending the money on any more kitchen equipment.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, it's another thing, and it takes up space on the countertop because they're not small either.
Right.
And yet, the drawer to put things in it is like
tiny.
The tiniest freaking thing imaginable.
Unless you get the deluxe.
Oh, you got the deluxe.
You're damn straight I did. Black Friday deal.
Yeah, but how big is the rest of that thing, though? It's probably the size of a small, like, grill.
No. It's probably...
the size of the table we're
sitting
at.
Probably the size of my torso.
That's huge.
Kind of walked into that one.
Yeah. Number 8, pineapple on pizza.
No, it's gross.
I legitimately don't like it.
Yeah, it's gross.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't argue with people who like food away.
Right.
Like, some people will give crap because they like their steak well done. Right. I'm not going to give people crap because of it. If you like the way it tastes, you like the way it tastes. I'm personally a rare person, but that's fine. Some people think that's gross.
Right.
That's okay.
Yes, they don't want their steak mooing.
But there's a lot of people that get food shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, admittedly, though, like when you do a steak well done, you're just, you know, destroying all of the delicious juiciness of the insides of it and just making it a burnt freaking piece of charcoal.
If that's what somebody wants, they have the right to order it.
Yeah, you're allowed to be wrong. I'm perfectly okay with that. It's okay to have the worst opinion imaginable. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is, though. You suck. Just acknowledge it.
Speaking of food,
it's not
shaming.
My fault.
Food shaming here, right here.
But pineapple on pizza, that's just for me.
It
just
doesn't taste right to me.
I mean, I don't. I love pineapple. I love pizza. I can understand what some people say about like the taste combination because, again, kind of like umami.
Yeah.
Umami, you've got like the sauce and the cheese, and then you've got like the sweetness,
right?
And the kind of like the sourness because pineapple has a bit of sour tendency to it too. So you got that mixed in with the fruit. I just don't like the texture of like squishy pineapple on my pizza. You know what I mean? It's like when you bite it, it's just like you know what I mean. It just doesn't belong.
I just think
weird.
The flavors don't mesh well for me.
Yeah, I mean, even if the flavors do, like I said, it's just like the squishiness of the pineapple. You know what I mean? It's just a weird, like, why is that?
I'm not a texture eater. I will literally eat anything.
Okay, so just throw it all in a blender.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And put it in front of Mickey like a bowl of gruel, and she'll slobber it down like a dog.
It happens.
Apple or Google?
Wait, what?
Apple or Google?
Oh, hating one or the other.
Yeah, people get really defensive, which I don't get about Google.
I feel like...
Because what are you using?
Right.
Bing?
Yeah, right.
I feel like Apple users typically get more defensive about... Like,
yeah,
Android
they do.
Users. And like, and Murderer is a prime example of that. Like, he's very confused using my phone because I'm an Android user, but I grew up with a computer and understanding how all of that works. Mm-hmm. Apple has simplified it so you can just get to the apps that you need and you don't need to think about how that works. You can just press the button and go.
Yeah.
But when something goes wrong, then you are at the heed of Apple and please fix this for me.
I mean, I even don't necessarily like fully, because I've heard a lot of people saying like, well, it's so simple. Apple's so simple. You just, you know, like you said, yeah, you just click the app and it goes. And I'm like, I do the exact same thing on my PC. So
sure,
I don't know what the difference is.
Well, the thing is, in the end of the day, if you're a basic computer user, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're probably splitting hairs. I mean, I don't, the people with the phones, like the iElitists, like I've had that happen. Like I'll like give a person my number or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, green bubbles. And it's like, I know what you're talking, because that's like on an iPhone, if someone's using Android, the texts show up in green, like, oh, green bubbles. I'm like, don't you say a damn word to me. Like,
yeah, don't phone shame me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't you OS shame me. I'm not going to deal with it. I like Android just because I think it's more robust and there's more opportunity for development with different app users and things like that.
Well, they're customizable. That's the difference.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't need to, like you said, sell my soul to some weirdo in Silicon Valley to be able to use the phone.
Yeah.
The American version, I mean, this is number six. The American version, hating, that is, the American versions of international cuisines. So, in other words, like the crunchy shell tacos, which isn't really a thing in Mexico, Spain, or wherever. Pizza, which is totally different in Italy. It's not made the same way it is here.
Oh, those people are so stupid. They're the people. Do you know who those people are? Mozzarella. They're the people that say that.
They probably are. Like the food elitists.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Guess what? If it tastes good, I like it. I like the Mexican version of tacos.
Right.
I like the American version of tacos.
Yeah.
It does not matter to me.
I've had authentic Mexican tacos. They're delicious. But I also like the crunchy shell piles of garbage that we have here in the United States because they're also good. I love American pizza.
I think they get more annoyed with the people that don't understand that a lot of that food has been Americanized and it is not the same thing.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Chinese people don't eat General Tso's chicken every single day of their lives?
General Tso died for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He sacrificed himself warring against the Mongolians, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that you could enjoy the platter with the rice, the pork fried rice, and the broccoli.
He fought for that chicken.
How dare you?
I can't.
And then, like, you know,
my brain cannot handle this today.
A side of beef and broccoli, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
They don't eat that stuff on the regular.
No.
Huh. I'm shocked. I'm kidding. I know that. But that's, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. You wonder, like, where that even came from, though.
I'm going to look up who General Tso is.
There was a history thing.
Of Chinese food?
On General Tso specifically.
Interesting.
Because of how that progressed from being, whatever the Chinese recipe was, how it got brought over here and Americanized. It was actually a really cool story, but I remember none of it.
All Chinese food, though, is like... not anything like anything they eat in China. So that's with me. Like, you have to wonder, like, where did all of this weirdness come from?
People wanted more sugar in their food.
Ah, he was a formidable 19th century general who said to have enjoyed eating it. And that's why they named it that.
Huh.
Boring story, but there we go.
A good General Tso's chicken is nice and spicy.
And crunchy.
Yes.
His full name is Tso Sung Tang.
Sure.
Okay. Number five, hating emojis. Who could hate emojis?
I hate when people speak with emoji.
Like exclusively?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what am I supposed to glean from these hieroglyphics that you just sent me in this text
But
message?
I don't hate emojis.
Yeah, no.
They're perfect.
Yeah. They're great for conveying emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh? Emoji.
You didn't know that?
No, I did know that.
Okay, I was like, oh my God.
God.
It did seem like the light bulb just went off.
Yeah,
though.
Mickey, this was like Ari.
This was, no, nothing will ever be like no. Ari. That was a moment in time that will live in infamy forever. That moment on this show ought to be. Was it on this show or was it on the previous one?
It was
one?
On it was this one.
It so they, that needs to be like pressed on one of those silver plates and put in the next Voyager probe that's launched into space so that aliens can learn what's wrong with us. Hating the word moist. A lot of people don't like it.
No, that became a cultural thing to hate that word.
Yeah.
People just say it because it's like the cool thing to say, I hate moist.
But, like, the weather people say moisture all the time in their forecast. Are you, like...
Not the same as moist.
It's got the word moist in it. Moisture.
How many times can we say moist?
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, we are triggering.
Mad.
We are triggering right now.
Oh, really? Are we
but
triggering people,
like...
or are we making them moist?
Oh, boy.
Oh, we should change the name of the show, A Freak Moist Accident.
A moist accident.
But this is like little kids, when your parents say, don't swear. And you immediately start poking the bear.
What do you mean swear? You mean ass? Is that what you mean by swearing? Yeah, I don't know. I legitimately don't like the word phlegm. That made me gag a little bit just saying it.
It's phlegm.
Phlegm.
Oh, God. See, that's what I mean. It makes it even worse. Like, even just looking at it, you ever just look at that word written down? It's like, oh, it's disgusting to look at. It's just revolting. Why is a P on there? That doesn't... I don't like it.
Yeah, that's kind
clearly.
Of
clearly. Hating, okay, Nickelback or Creed?
Oh, yeah.
Creed was the first Nickelback.
They
Before
were, kind
Before that, it was Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Oh, people didn't like her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
people hated her. Because it was played constantly.
Oh, well, that's true. It definitely was overplayed. But, I mean, I always liked her music.
So did I.
Admittedly, and I've said this before, and if I've never said it here, I'll go on record here saying it. I don't think Nickelback is bad.
I don't think
they're great, but they're fine for what they are.
I don't think they're as bad as people say or want to pretend that they hate. But... I think I'm not a fan. I'm not going to go pick up a Nickelback CD or go see them in concert. But, like you said, they're there.
Yeah, they're there. They're fine. I mean, the music, they have a couple of bangers. And then there's some of the songs. It's like, what's this?
Right.
Like, where did this come from?
But every band has that.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Everybody says they hate Nickelback. But their shows sell out all the time, so somebody's lying.
Uh-huh. And they always sell a ton of albums, too.
Yeah.
Every time an album comes out.
Somebody's lying.
Yeah. Creed, I don't know. Maybe a little bit I could see people not liking them because Scott Stapp is kind of a boob and, you know.
Well, he became a boob afterward.
Okay. And they have, like, that... There was a religious bent to their music, so I could see people who hate religion would be, like, not into it. You know what I mean?
I think they got a lot of hate because they started out with that song What If that was off the Scream soundtrack. And it was a hard song. And then...
They went soft.
With Arms Wide Open came out. And then all those other ones came out.
Yeah. Yeah, they did soften later on.
Mm-hmm. Well, they realized what made money.
Right. Yeah.
What made the money?
Like
the soft.
Yeah, ballads and things like that. Yeah. I mean, which is fine. You know, whatever. What Arms Wide Open was a massive hit.
Yeah.
Again, who are all these people who hate them?
I know.
Most people, that song was a platinum song, I think.
I
have no idea.
And they also mention here, or Hagar era Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone on record saying I hate the Hagar version only because David Lee Roth's was so much better. Hagar had like a couple songs. I'm not going to say all his songs were bad with Van Halen. It's better than the one with the guy from In Excess, that version that lasted like a minute.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't think I could see what you're saying. Like David Lee Roth's Van Halen is superior.
That is Van Halen to me.
But Hagar, that is still really, really good.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
Shut my bro.
That was like the stadium anthem, Van Halen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with all that? That's fine.
Yeah.
It was fine for its era. Again, I don't know. Number two, hating fanatics, specifically things like fan bases of things like Taylor Swift, Marvel, BTS, so on and so forth.
I think that's great if you have a fan base.
Yeah, if you're a fan of something, that's fine. That's awesome.
I think if something brings you joy, who cares? Those people that I thought the most amazing thing, not the people who bought the tickets in to see Taylor Swift, the people that are outside.
Yeah, right.
Good for them.
Yeah, sure.
If they can find joy in that, yeah, that's great.
If you've got something that you like, enjoy it. Enjoy it to its fullest.
I think it's more the fanatics that get angry with everybody else.
Well, there's like that. There's that brand of fanatic fan. We'll call because that's where fan comes from.
Yeah,
right. Fanatic. There's that brand of people who, like, for whatever reason, like, stan their thing online, and like anybody who says anything negative about the thing that they like at all, like, they get
super
trashed by these people. Mm-hmm. Like there have been people, you know, from the world of professional wrestling, the Sasha Banks fans, are some of the most grotesque, horrible people on the face of the planet.
Shocker.
And it's like that's like unnecessary. Like, you can like the thing, but guess what?
People are allowed to not like it.
Right, and you just need to leave those people alone and
just
stay and enjoy your thing. I mean, because here's the thing. What would you rather be like Mickey, who hates everything and doesn't have any joy in her life at all? You don't want to be like that. You don't want to live like that. You
want love something to the fullest. She doesn't even love murderer to the fullest.
Poor murderer.
Now, I will say this, though.
Hmm?
As a caveat to this, if you're a fan of something, that's fine. Like we said, totally okay with that. But I do tend to run short of patience with people who only have one thing, and that's like their entire personality.
Oh yeah, we discussed that.
Yeah,
before.
You know what I mean. Like, so you like Taylor Swift, by all means, that's fine.
But
I personally don't think she's that good.
They have embodied Taylor Swift,
right? But
type of person.
Literally, that's all you are. It's all you talk about. The Marvel fan, it's all you are. You're just a fan of Marvel, and it's all you talk about, and you go to every movie opening night, and it's all these, like, oh, blah, blah. It's like, okay, find another thing. The Star Wars fans, where it's just like everything is Star Wars, and they just automatically like it if it has the logo on it. It's just like, oh, guys, find something else. Like, I don't know, get into cars or, you know, anything that isn't Star Wars. Food! You know, get into a trading card game. I don't care. Video games.
See a Star Wars trading card game.
Yeah. Find a sports fan. You know, it would be.
And it would be a Star Wars
video
car.
Video game, Star Wars car, Star Wars sport or something, you know.
They'd find a way around it.
Let's say we've talked about Disney adults. You know, that's like another thing. People hate Disney adults. But like in some instances, those people are like weirdly obsessed, and like Disney is their entire personality, and that's strange.
Yeah, because it's made for kids.
Well, it is made for kids. I mean, not to say
and kids at heart.
Not to say that adults can't enjoy it.
Stop it.
But again, when that's all that you are, like, you got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah,
I'm bored.
Give me something. Give me substance.
Yeah.
I want you to be an onion.
Be a full... Yeah. Yeah. Have layers.
Yeah.
Make me cry. Be a fully formed and rounded, well-rounded human being.
No.
Or obsess over one thing.
Yeah.
You think there's anybody out there who obsesses over this podcast?
Oh, email us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
Yeah. We've got some chores we want you to do.
Yeah.
But you'll get to hang out with us. Number one, pumpkin spice. Mickey doesn't like that.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I just get sick of. I started to get sick of it when like everything was pumpkin spice.
Just chai tea.
Well, you're talking about the lattes.
Don't say chai tea. You're just saying tea. It's chai.
Right. Yeah.
But that's all it is. It's the same ingredients.
But it's not chai tea.
But we're not even just talking about the lattes, though. We're talking about pumpkin spice.
Yeah, donuts that, and...
Well, that was the problem, is like it became everything. Everything was pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice this.
That's why there's haters.
That, pumpkin spice butter, right. Well, that's the thing. I don't, you know, pumpkin spice everything. It gets on my nerves, but like I'm not going to hate on it or anything.
I like the flavor.
I like pumpkin spice, you know, lattes. I like pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
But I what I don't like is pumpkin spice cheeseburgers and pumpkin spice fish and chips. And you know,
you've gone overboard.
Yeah, I don't need a pumpkin spice beer. Don't need it.
I used
they
to
exist,
like that.
They exist, though.
I know they do.
I used to like that. The one called Pump King.
Oh,
was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't need everything to taste like pumpkin. Same thing. It's like, you know, I don't need everything during the month of September and October to taste like pumpkin.
Yeah.
Dunkin's bringing out their pumpkin stuff August 16th.
Oh, my God. It's too early. It's too early. It's too early.
And apple spice, anyways.
Apple spice is superior to pumpkin spice. That's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
Apple season.
Mm-hmm.
You go apple picking. Oh, it's amazing. Get a crisp bite of it right off of the freaking limb of the tree.
Jesus.
Makes me moist just thinking about it. So
zesty and moist.
Yeah, that's things that apparently are controversial takes people have that everybody is assuming that you're faking, because nobody actually can hate these things with that amount of veracity. Yeah. That would
I agree.
It does really feel like a lot of those things. Yeah, like somebody said they hated Nickelback and everybody jumped on board.
It
like,
started
it's not,
out with a comedian.
Did it
a
really?
Comedian did it on Comedy Central, and it ran all weekend long.
Oh, boy.
And so people picked up on that, and boom. Everybody hated
Nickelback.
It's on
TV. It must be true.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got anything else you'd like to add to the list or comment on anything, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We're going to keep going with the show. Up next is that other thing. Would you rather be the funny one or be with someone who's funny?
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
My funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart.
What am I supposed to say? I'm
moist.
Yeah. It's got me feeling a certain type
Your
of way.
Looks
yeah.
are laughable.
My looks are laughable. That's true. Everybody tells me that. You don't know anything about me, Dean Martin. Is that who that was?
Nope, Frank
Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Okay, whatever. YouGov compiled this. It was a survey where people were asked. This is an either or relationship question. Would you rather be the funny one in the relationship or be with someone who makes you laugh?
That's so hard. But if I had to choose, and Proofreader is really funny, I'd rather the partner be the funnier
really?
One. Because I would rather reap the benefits of it.
Because I know you carry...
That's selfish.
You carry the humor, in probably, though, right?
I don't know. Barb is the silent killer.
I was going to say, she's pretty witty.
She's a spicy one. Yeah she really yeah. is. But, I mean... You're a tour de force, though, in hilarity.
Well, you're damn straight.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, that's so the two of them together are like an unstoppable fusion of just
I hit
jokes.
Them hard, she comes in with the soft punches.
There you go. Yeah, there
yeah, you guys didn't even get to hear my 4th of July ones.
Uh-oh.
Like, how do you know when someone's born on the 4th of July? Their hair grows out in bangs. Do you know what the favorite tea of colonists were? Liberty.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. 12,000 Americans were asked what's more attractive on a date, someone who makes them laugh or someone who thinks they're funny?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
No. Think they're funny is not good.
No.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's the game. Well, you would be the funny one then. You're making them laugh? Would you
no.
rather you make them laugh or them make you laugh?
I'd rather them make me laugh.
Right.
But I don't want somebody who thinks they're funny.
Well, no, that's not... Okay, I think you're hinging too much. You're getting too far into the taxes on this.
Okay,
it's a simple question. Think of it this way. Either you're the one making them laugh or they're the one making you laugh.
I'd rather the other person.
You'd rather the other person. Okay. I would rather be the funny one, personally, because I like bringing joy to people.
I don't.
And yeah, I don't.
I just opened a little.
Clearly.
Yeah, no. So you like you would rather laugh.
Murderer is the funny one.
Well, I mean that's easy. You know, yeah. I could have told you. Anybody could have told you that. Right. He was on the show for 5 total minutes a couple of months ago, and everybody knows. But well, you're funny too, though. You've got jokes. You make me laugh sometimes.
Once in a while.
Yeah. So it's
I mean, I make Murderer laugh all the time because I say really stupid stuff.
That I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I almost feel like, and this is, again, getting too far into like the muck of it, but I feel like if you're the kind of person who barters in humor, you can appreciate humor in another person that they may not even realize is funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you could see humor in a myriad of places, right, kind of thing. But by a 4-1 margin, most said, interestingly, someone who makes them laugh. They don't want to be the funny one. 4-1.
Because, again, we're selfish human beings. Right? We want the benefit of it. We don't want to have to work. I just want to laugh.
I mean, at least he's...
He's not wrong. He's being honest.
That's what it is? That's the motivation of it? Okay, fair enough.
It's true.
I laugh too easy as it is. I find too much humor in
fart. See? It's funny.
It is.
That's what I mean. It's like, honestly, everybody can make me laugh if you just say fart. Like,
yeah.
You're just going to get me every time.
Yeah, it's a winning word.
Or poop.
Yeah.
Only 14% said being found funny is more attractive. 56% said someone who makes you laugh is. 14% said not sure.
Not sure? Those people are not funny.
Yeah.
Not sure?
Yeah, they're dull and terrible.
It's an easy question. How can you not be sure?
Hello Nurse, though, has said that she is happy that she found someone who understands her jokes.
That's important.
Yeah. Like, I think she's hilarious. I also make her laugh constantly with the weird, stupid crap that I do. But that's like, you know, yeah, I think it's like a good give and take is probably the best.
You well,
know,
yeah,
if
I
you
mean,
can make each other laugh, if you share a humor, that's right. Probably the most important thing. I would argue that trumps both of the other two easily. The other 16% said, no, Lazy E, here's the problem. You just said the 14% said not sure. Okay, you said they're not funny. No, the other 16% said neither. They don't want to laugh. They don't want to be made to laugh. They don't want to make anybody else laugh. They just live in a world devoid of joy.
This is like...
He's still processing that
one. You know
what?
That is like the one kid. I remember I was out live with the radio station, and I said, "What's your favorite band?" And he goes, "I don't really like music." It was a little kid. I'm like, what? Who hurt you?
Yeah.
How do you not like any type of
any
music?
Any type of music? There's millions of different kinds.
I gotta say, so there's a kid that I follow who on TikTok who was in a situation like that. Now he is a musician. He's a fantastic musician. However, up until the age of 12, he wasn't allowed any music in the household. Like,
no, but that's different.
But
this kid doesn't like music.
Yeah, but that's how he was. That was his thought process. He didn't like music when he was a kid because like it just wasn't allowed. And then his father turned around and bought him a drum set and went, "Do something."
Listen, kid, try shoegaze. That's a great genre.
What?
Shoegaze. It's a genre of music.
What is that?
Go look it up. I don't have time to explain it to you.
I'm not going to do it.
Seniors especially don't have time for jokes. 30% of people 65 and up gave humor a thumbs down.
Well, that's because the old...
They are
like,
the joke.
It hurts to laugh when you get to a certain age.
No, you poop your pants every time. That's why.
Well. Which is hysterical. That just makes it even more funny.
But they don't think it's funny.
You codgers. Get out of here. Just die off so the rest of us can have a good joke and maybe the housing market will come around a little bit with all your homes hitting the market.
Jeez.
I don't know. That is somewhat interesting. Give us your feedback. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Next, a 102-year-old has advice for you.
Don't poop your pants.
Don't poop your pants. That usually is good advice for life.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Of life.
I think asking old people for advice is a good thing.
I wish I would have asked my great-grandparents, because I was lucky enough to know them until I was, into my teens.
Oh, wow, really?
My one great-grandma. And I didn't really ask them much about, like, different things and what life was like. All I did know is that my one great-grandma used to say... People who say it's the good old days is BS. She goes, we went through a depression, a world war. She goes, it was awful.
She's not wrong, yeah. And like a lot of people, like certain, it was good for certain people, but not for everybody.
No.
And that's the thing. So like I find it interesting anyway to ask old people questions because you got to figure, it gives you context for the world that you're in now.
Sure.
Because the advice that they're going to give you would have applied to them at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so it's like, okay, so you can listen to that and be like, okay, that's interesting that that's what their world was like. But then you kind of got to, like, frame that in the world that you're in now.
Right.
You know, but it's still good because it makes you think beyond the scope of yourself and the stuff that we're going through in this moment in time.
Yeah.
So anyway, a doctor in Arizona named Gladys McGarry is 102
years old. Yeah, that's a 102-year-old name.
Gladys? Yeah, who's Gladys. Being named Gladys anymore?
That's the name of a horse now.
Oh, no.
Gertrude. That's like another good old lady name. Gladys McGarry is 102 years old. She still hasn't retired.
Good for her.
She's beaten cancer, gone through a divorce, only one. That's impressive in and of itself anymore. And seen a lot of friends and family pass away, but she still greets each day with optimism. She just published a new book called The Well-Lived Life and offered up her top advice for every decade of your life. I would like to read this book, to be perfectly honest with you. I just might.
Okay.
It's interesting. Somebody who has optimism, Mickey.
We should get her on the show.
I would love to.
She would have no idea what a podcast
is. Her joy...
She probably knows what a podcast is.
I do not think so.
The pure joy and positivity of that woman would burn through Mickey like the sun through ice.
I know.
You would melt instantly. So anyway, here's some of the advice from the book per news. I'm sorry, inews.co.uk. Your 20s. Use them to grow up a little, but also find what you're passionate about. It says your 20s are a time when you just start to get serious. You have to put energy into where you want to go. It's about finding your juice. the stuff that makes you moist.
Yeah.
And it means discovering your purpose in life. I don't know if that's necessarily what you do in your 20s.
I think the 20s are experimental.
Yes, absolutely. They are. Because you're finally an adult.
Which is... literally what she's saying.
Yeah, she is saying that.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
She's saying that it's a time when you start to get serious.
But
you have to put your energy into where you want to go. But I'm not sure if even in your 20s you necessarily know. But it's, you know,
you would have to experiment to figure out where you're going to go.
Yeah, but also like in your 20s, like you're young enough to not easily get injured. You're not aching all the time. You could stay up late, wake up early. Mm. You could party hard, recover quickly. You know, there's opportunities to... have a little bit of fun.
Life.
Yeah, have a little bit of fun, you know, before you start dying.
I mean, I'll agree with you on that. I didn't find my purpose until late 30s.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, if you can figure it out in your 20s, that's awesome.
I heard somebody once say your 30s are where you figure out what you learned in your 20s.
Sure.
And I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's, she says your 30s, don't get stuck in your ways. People tend to settle into their habits in their 30s, or you might feel like you still don't have things figured out yet. Either way, don't feel like you can make a change.
Or you can't make a change.
Yeah, don't feel like you can't make a change. There's still so much to do and so much to reach for. Life doesn't truly begin until your 40s.
Sure.
They say the 40s are the new 20s.
Oh, sweet. Then I'm going to be 20 soon.
But I don't think that's ever not been the case. Because if you look at most people that have progressed in life, we don't really hear about them until their 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah. A lot of people, yeah. Unless you have like a prodigy or whatever.
Sure, right.
It's funny. I'll have people tell me like, oh, you're still young. And I'm like, man, I don't feel it. Right. What are you talking about?
But that's why we get stuck in our ways in our 30s. She's right. Because you think you're stuck at that point.
Yeah.
I already went to college. I got a career. That's it.
Yeah. It's been lasting X amount of time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then there's me. I keep reinventing myself every 2 years. Biennially, I become a completely different person. Yeah. You're 30. Sorry, I did that one already. You're 40s and 50s. If you could figure out how to take control of your life in your 40s or 50s, they could be the best years of your life. Don't worry about keeping pace with other people. Just lean into your experience and focus on what's important to you. Leave hurtful things in the past. That's good.
I thought you was going to say leave hurtful things on people's doorsteps. Harm people.
I mean, I feel like leave hurtful things in the past is good advice for any decade.
Oh, sure.
God. So. You can't. Yes. If you're going to carry your past with you, it's just going to weigh you down.
Right.
Literally. Yeah. Like,
also, you can't worry about your future.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. If you worry about the future, you're ruining what's happening now.
Right.
Right. Yeah, cultivating presence is an important thing about, is an important aspect of good mental health. Your 60s and 70s, realize how wise you are. Use that experience to keep moving forward. 70 used to mean you were old, but not anymore, especially from the perspective of a 102-year-old. Quote, there's so much that's still there for you to look for it.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people in their 70s probably are like, oh, and they're depressed. They're in their 70s, they're old, and it's like you're thinking about death, people.
Yeah, well, I mean, and one thing that definitely doesn't help that is the fact that, like, a lot of people, when they start getting to that age, stop moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, like, literally they become sedentary.
Right.
And that's when all of your arthritis and aches and pains, like, really flare into high gear.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, like, you gotta, if you stay active, though, and even, like, go on, like, walks and things like that.
Or go visit your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, my family, that's their whole thing. The aunts were all in their 70s, 80s, 90s. They were still coming over to the house all the time.
Yeah.
They were, you know, doing the Thanksgiving dinners and all that. They were very active.
Well, and that's good. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're not supposed to die before you're dead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to describe it. How many people do you know who are like that, though? They're just in their house all the time. They never go anywhere.
Not many.
You know, maybe they go to the grocery store. Maybe every once in a while they go to a movie or out to eat or something. You know, they might, like, if they've got, like, a church, they go to church. That's it. Like, they don't do anything else. And it's like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, you've already died.
Yep. 80s and 90s, remember, you could still change almost anything you want to and find new things to explore. Your inner child is still in there. Keep living.
That's pretty good advice.
What happens when you're 100? She doesn't know that yet?
Well,
she's only 2 years into it.
Yeah, but it seems kind of pointless if you've already passed it and you don't know.
She mentions a happy life is about connecting with your inner self no matter how old you are. If we do this, we'll be exactly where we should be in each decade of our lives.
Oh.
Find out who you are. That's the thing. People don't know that.
Right.
People don't know who they are because you're not listening to yourself for whatever reason. You're trying to, you're thinking about what you want to be and you're ignoring who you are. And that's, again, kind of more so like thinking about the future rather than living in the present, which is where all of us live.
Yeah.
None of us live in the future unless you're a time traveler like Mickey, but she's got like special privileges because of that.
Yeah.
We all can't be
but
like
I have been told multiple times today that I'm special.
Well,
I mean that in like the derogatory sense though. Like,
I know.
Like you ride the wrong bus.
Yeah.
She forgot her helmet at home.
Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Up next, the 10 most annoying things we always forget on a freak accident.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
So I wrote this song and called it Don't Forget Me. Every time you hear it, will you smile and tell the one you went that was that guy?
For a split second, I thought he said, I wrote this song in court.
I wrote the song in court so you don't forget me.
What did you do? Apparently, this person ready to go away for a long, long time. But this is, I don't even know. Oh, this is from Ranker. Ranker?
Ranker.
I hardly knew her. the 10 most annoying things we always forget. Mickey, do you forget stuff?
Always.
She forgot we were going to record tonight.
That's true. That did happen. Okay, so number 10, where you left your keys.
No, those are attached to me.
You got like a clip?
I do.
Okay.
I always do.
Yeah,
if I don't put them in this one spot, they're gone.
Yeah. Well, I do always put them in the same spot, so I always know where they are. And then conveniently, they're right next to everything else that I would need when I'm going out the door.
Yeah.
So, forgetting to return someone's call.
Yep.
I've not called, but texted. So, yeah. Same idea.
Right. Yeah. Well, I do frequently do that. I'll look at a text somebody will send me, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I need to respond to
you
that.
You respond in your head
I think about what I'm going to say, or I'm in the middle of something, and I'll be like, I'll get that in a minute, and then it goes in the pocket, and now the notification is gone.
Yep.
And I don't realize it until hours later. I'm like, ah! You know, it's like, I got to get back to that.
Oh, God.
People's birthdays, number 8.
Why Facebook is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Facebook for that reason solely.
I
don't have to remember.
Yeah, it does it for you. Literally, as long as your friend's on Facebook, you'll know.
Yeah.
Where you left your phone?
Always.
Especially at work.
Yeah, yeah. So Mickey and I work at the same place part-time, and they give us phones,
yep.
You know, when we're on the job. And, I mean, I am constantly putting that freaking thing down and forgetting where I put it and not keeping track of it.
Although, I do have to say, the new ones with the band, we didn't used to have those before. I have now become a habit of wrapping it around my wrist.
There you go. Yeah.
That's smart.
But I mean, my regular phone, though, usually I always know where it's at.
I'm constantly, especially right when I get home and I'm tired, I'll put it down somewhere, and then all of a sudden, like 5 seconds later, I'm like, where'd I put my phone?
Yep. Watch my smartwatch, because this never leaves my wrist, and I can click a button on it, and it makes my phone go off, so it tells me where it
is. That's what proofreader is. She calls it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
She's your smartwatch.
Yeah.
Can you call my phone, please? To the date or what day of the week it is happens all
always.
The time.
Not me.
Always.
I'm good with that.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm really good with that.
Man, especially the last couple of weeks, I've been, like, really, really busy. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Hello Nurse has to remind me what the hell day it is or what's going on or where I need to be. She's like, we're doing this tomorrow, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, boy. That one other thing you needed at the grocery store.
That's why I have a list.
Well, we make a list too, but our lists aren't accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or the reason you went to the store. I try to make a really good point of the reason I went to the store is for this specific item, and I head there first to make sure I get that item.
Mm-hmm. And then you could peruse.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, how many times a week do you go to the store?
Like once.
Oh, you only go once? Okay. Did you know that in Europe they go to the grocery store like every day?
Yeah.
That's like their routine.
We used to. Murder and I, when we first got together, we'd go like every other day to get fresh produce and all that. Like just get enough for like that day and like the following the morning and stuff. But because our schedules got so busy, it's become to the point where we have freezers in the house now. Most of the stuff we get is frozen, the fresh stuff. We get whatever's going to last for the week
right.
And not rot in the fridge.
Yeah, that's generally how we do it. I mean, every once in a while, I'll go and I'll get something else, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I'm getting seafood always needs to be fresh as possible. So, you know, I go to the fish market to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like not, you know. But yeah, I don't, but we do that all the time. Forgot this, forgot that, you know, missed this thing, missed that thing. You know, usually it's something small. I wanted to make this recipe, and I forgot to check if we have, like, coriander or something like that, you know. Passwords. That's why.
You keep it the same one.
Yeah, every single thing has the same password.
And every IT person just punched the screen right there.
Yep.
They're like, no!
Yeah, they threw their phone into the river or, you know, they're head banging their head against a wall, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I hate the idea of having a different password for every single blessed thing because then people tell you, well, just write them down. Well, that's not safe.
Yeah.
We'll use this program that keeps track of all your passwords. And what happens when somebody hacks that program?
I write them down on a piece of paper.
Right.
They're not in my computer anywhere easily accessible. They're in my house easily accessible. But, I mean, yeah. At least I have them all written down. But that's also a pain because when something says, hey, you need to change this password, now I got to go find the pieces of paper, erase that one, put the new one down, and then I forget it the next time. And
yeah, because that's the other thing is they make you change it now every so many months or whatever. Most of them do anyway. Phone numbers. But who's trying to remember phone numbers
nowadays?
That's
stupid. The only
emergencies?
One I have to remember, and we've brought this up on the show before, is Proofreader. The only reason I know hers, so I can get deals at the grocery mart.
Right, yeah, yep.
It holds the gold card or whatever it may be.
Yeah, no, I memorized mom, murderers. Who else do I have? My grandparents, in case of emergency. Because if I don't have my phone or I'm around somebody else.
I just go by that's what life wanted to happen to me.
Ouch.
If I have to die, I have to die.
Yeah, if you're somewhere where you don't have your phone and like you're looking for like a landline to be able to dial somebody on, you're basically dead already.
Or
like,
just
what kind of circumstances
another person.
Are those?
If you find a payphone somewhere, you're dead already. That place you don't want to be.
Yeah, he's right.
I'm not talking about looking for a payphone. I'm just saying if I lost my phone and I had to ask another human being who has a working cell phone,
you're dead.
They're not going to have any
dead.
Of my feelings.
You're dead
numbers.
Already.
Yeah.
You might as well just start writing the will.
You only need to know one number, 912. I mean, 911. Damn it. I forgot it.
Damn.
People's names. Horrible with that.
I'm great with faces.
I remember faces.
Yeah, names. Ooh.
I don't have that problem.
You got to do that. Hey there, champ. Hey, buddy.
That's when you have to have someone with you and be like, this person, hey, here's this person. They'll usually introduce themselves then. And then you're, boom, golden for that moment.
That's one of my favorite tricks to use.
Yeah.
I forget names. I'm terrible with names. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Unless it's like unique or something, you know?
No, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. I especially forget like people who like introduce their nondescript spouse, you know what I mean? Like where there's nothing about them that really like is memorable. It's just like, oh yeah, you know, random white girl number four. Like I'm not gonna remember your name.
No.
Like who are you? What? And when you walk into a room and can't remember why,
always.
Apparently that's a sign of Alzheimer's.
That would not shock me in the least bit.
I've also heard that's a sign of Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Hey guys, did you know that that's a sign of Alzheimer's when you
really?
Do. That thing.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Huh?
Dementia.
Wait. What day of the week is it? Who are you?
I don't know.
I pooped myself.
That does it for a freak accident. Yeah, I guess those things are pretty annoying. Another top 10, though, in addition to the top 10, they left these in here, too. People's addresses, where you parked your car, where your glasses are, where your wallet is, and forgetting to wear deodorant.
I've done that. That is a terrible mistake.
Yep. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But yeah, that's the show. Thank you for listening. We got a website. It's afreakaccident.com. That's letter A, freakaccident.com. Enjoy trying out your new Pepsi soy sauce mixture that we introduced you to today. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
It's low sodium.
Yeah, right. We did get the low sodium.
Crab. It said in the list, low sodium. So you have to.
Yeah, you can't do the high sodium stuff. You'll die. You'll just shrivel up into a raisin. Yeah, freakaccident.com is our website. We've got every episode we've ever done on there. We've got our shop with t-shirts available for you to buy. We've got a place in the shop for you to request free stickers. We've got our connect section, which has all of our social media links in it. Wherever you get podcasts from, though, make sure to subscribe to this one. I'm assuming you found it already on one of those things, because how else would you be listening to it?
Yeah, that would be weird.
But subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. Leave a good review. That's the big thing to help us out. And, email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So it's all pretty straightforward, and you'll figure it out. Yeah. Kara, maybe, you know, assuming that she doesn't panic next Wednesday about having to come here and do this, she'll be back.
I think we have something good next week, too.
Do we?
I think we do.
I didn't even look at that. Ooh. 8 rules for healthy arguments.
Yeah. Mickey, you got to be back.
When have I ever missed a show?
No, this is true.
She doesn't miss that often.
She was going to argue with me right there unhealthily.
The most healthy thing you can have is a right hook when it comes time for an argument. That's all I'm going to say. So we'll be back for that next week. Thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Ooh, mommy.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.